T-Mobile.
To be a T-Mobile, how you doing with it?
A little bit tired, was out working in the yard, doing a bunch of yard work this morning. Replanting plants, spraying, running weed eater, spraying weeds in areas where I can't get with the weed eater, that type of thing. So, anyway, got all hot and sweaty, and now cleaned up. Now I'm on my way to check my mail, and then got a couple of other errands to go, pick up something for lunch, and then go back to the house. So that's pretty much what the day has got going.
Oh, yeah, planting season has come up. It's not almost over. So you got your plants in the ground. What'd you plant?
Oh, I was just relocating some plants that I already had in the yard. I'm not planting vegetables or anything. I had a lily that somehow the bulb had gotten down into the wooded area and where it wasn't supposed to, and I transplanted it up into the yard where it would be seen. And I had a couple of hosta plants that were not doing anything under the tree they were under because it didn't like the cedar tree, so I moved them to another area where I already had a different type of hosta plant. So just things like that, you know, trying to get things done.
Re-landscaping or replanting. Yeah, I got a plant, I don't know, I guess some kind of food plants. I'd like to plant tomatoes. I'd like to try that again. That usually hasn't worked well.
The tomatoes out a few years ago, and they come out pretty good. I need to hit someplace different to put them than where I had them before, so. And that's the next step to do things, but, you know, I'll work on that. But it's a little late this year to plant vegetables like that, and I'll pretty much, the growing season is well underway for most vegetables now.
For tomatoes, I think you can do those in June, because they take, I don't know if they take that long, 8 weeks, 12 weeks or so, so probably longer than that.
All depends upon how much sun they get, how much rain they get, or how much water they get, what kind of nutrients, you know, all kinds of things like that have to do with it. It's a lot of things. Yeah, I imagine you could still plant them in June, but, you know, I wouldn't wait that, you know, it's like, as my neighbor across the street said, he wanted to get his in before it got too hot and give the plants time to get attenuated to where they're going to be growing, and that way, you know, when the hot weather hits, like it's supposed to be today, you know, and everything, then his plants are up and growing, and they're well established and not having to fight all the heat and dry conditions since we haven't had rain here for a few days.
I wonder what happened to the sunflowers. Somebody here in Gray Court along either side of the railroad tracks, it's kind of funny. I guess it's that little tiny strip of land is like agricultural because someone always puts sunflowers. The strip of land on either side of the train tracks, but I don't see them there now. They'd have got it by now, right? Because it's the end of May, or it's the beginning of June.
Should be by now, and I'll get up here to this intersection, which is a major intersection over here in this Spartanburg County. So, four-lane highway and a couple of four-lane roads that feed into it. So, you know, it does make things a little bit dicey. Of course, it is good to have a traffic light here, and all. But anyway, but yeah, it's, you know. I don't know about sunflowers. They're supposed to be, you know, you plant them in the spring and then they'll bloom all summer, I guess.
They'll go in later. Yeah, because I see them there every year. It's like, you know, I guess it's one of those weird pieces of land that's long and thin, and it's agricultural land because they're on either side of the train tracks, you know, about for almost 50 feet on either side. So, kind of a funny place for a garden, but yeah, there's, yeah, somebody who has, whoever that land is, they plant sunflowers.
I understand sunflowers are good to plant when you're not going to plant, you know, vegetables or your trying to get the land to redo, re-energize itself, that type of thing. So, anyway, well, I have arrived over here at the post office. Let me get out and go inside, and looks like a little bit of a crowd here at the post office today. All right, let me go in here and see what, see if I got anything other than bills in the mail today. Talk to you later. KD2BNG, W2T.
CKD2BNG, we'll talk to you later, 73.